Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining. My name is Jeremy Winter, and I'm here to give you an overview of the Operations Management Suite and how our new hybrid cloud management offering helps you apply these technologies to Azure. Now, let's set the stage when we think about Azure and the major components that make up the Azure platform. Now, some of you may be familiar with a few of these that my teams have been building over the course of the last couple years, helping you have better management for Azure specifically. Now, what my teams and I have been doing is using these elements not only to help you, but start to the foundation for a broader offering, which we now call the Microsoft Operations Management Suite. These components are still available and will remain available inside Azure for you to take advantage of, but we also see them entering into a much broader solution. So this Microsoft Operations Management Suite, this is really about us modernizing how we think management needs to be in the future. This is an offering that's available today, delivered from the cloud. It's really all about simplified management from any cloud, on any OS. No longer do you need to have the on-premises infrastructure. No longer do you need to think about how I look at these different clouds and separate management capabilities. You can have one single view, you can have one single set of capabilities, and you can start to get that consistent management across all the multiple clouds. So with the capabilities that we offer, it starts really centered around analytics and monitoring. We have a plethora of information that we can gather with the analytics backend on Microsoft Operations Management Suite. And it allows us to collect a variety of things such as your logs, application logs, security logs, event logs, custom logs, and other data streams in. And what that does is allows us to help you troubleshoot quickly across the entire environment. Again, we can collect and pull in information across the multiple clouds. The second area we really focus in on is automation and configuration. This is really to help you with the repetitive tasks that you have today, a foundation that you can go build your workflows, a foundation that you can really start to go think about how you manage the day-to-day tasks inside of your business. Now, we're working to connect this also with the overall configurations and how you manage those configurations across those environments. Next, we see a lot of interest and a lot of focus on the backup and disaster recovery. Simply being able to start to move your workloads to the cloud from your traditional environments, as well as having protection across those environments that you have. And security, man, this is an area that we really see growing, and you'll see more and more advanced threat analytics coming in this space. Today, we really believe we can bring in a lot of these components, a lot of this data, and help you get a visibility in attacks that are occurring inside your environment, as well as help you with audit and collection for historical reporting. But let's take a deeper look at just specifically into Azure. And when we look at Azure and how Operations Management Suite applies to Azure, we see specific customer benefits for you. First off, within the last 2 weeks, we've announced backup for virtual machines and IaaS. Now, this allows you to recover VMs from a previous state. It's right there integrated in the experience available for you. And it allows not only for you to not worry about the state of your VM, but if you need to go back or if there was a change in something that you needed to find historically, you have it. Troubleshooting across the resources. We've heard loud and clear that you need to have that visibility. I need to see all that information flowing in. And so we're not only able to pull from the logs, but we're also able to pull from Azure Diagnostics across many of the services inside Azure, whether it's virtual machines, the web worker roles, the service fabric, or SQL databases. We could pull all this information in to help you start to do that troubleshooting across. And that Azure automation platform that we have for you to go build your own workflows, we've got that to help you with your automated manual tasks. Those platform or those automated manual tasks that we have, we've got a set of galleries, pre-built PowerShell modules, as well as the ability for you to author with a graphical authoring yourself. Now, one of the new things we just announced as well within the last few weeks is the continual enforcement of VM configuration. You can now use the desired state config capabilities coupled with PowerShell to maintain and monitor the overall configuration across all of your applications. Whether they're on Linux or Windows, we'll be able to help you to do the desired configuration monitoring. Thinking about what we can do across cross subscriptions is another key thing we've heard a lot about. as you start to move beyond just the core subscription and your environment and your company starts to use more subscriptions, you're going to need to have visibility across all those workloads. And so we've got the capability inside the OMS to bring all this information together into a common workspace, which we'll show here shortly. And in that common workspace, you can see everything across those subscriptions. Now, ultimately, when you think about business continuity, we need to also allow for you to move from one region to the other or migrate workloads from your environment to the cloud. And so this is where Azure Site Recovery starts to come into that. Now, last few items that we also started to go bring in that ties it directly to you is just visibility. Where's my topology? How do my applications all fit together? When I think about the discovery of those applications and the network topology together, this really starts to bring a powerful capability that you'll see coming in the short time around Microsoft Operations Management Suite and our discovery and network monitoring. This will help pull all the different views across the environment, including your network. Now, lastly, is just visibility across Azure and the on-premises. We know you're going to move over time, whether it's your existing workloads moving in IaaS or building new components all up. We know that you'll continue to have things back on your on-premises. So why manage them in separate tools? Why have to think about them separately? And so that is our goal with the Microsoft Operations Management Suite. And by providing new value on top of the enterprise management needs that you have with Azure, we'll also have a consistent approach across not only your Azure resources, but also what you're going to do across your traditional environments back on premises. So really is a full hybrid capability for management that spans all of your environments, regardless of which clouds or which operating system you're running on, but also allows you to start to really take advantage of those enterprise management capabilities that you need on top of Azure. So let's take a look at this in the demo. We're going to do a quick run through of some of the highlights that I had just given you that were announced over recently. We're going to first cover an overall view of OMS and what OMS is and how those workspaces and dashboards sit. We're going to run you through the overall view of the backup capabilities that we just launched. And then we'll go ahead and show you a view of troubleshooting with those data and then a quick run through of configuration, compliance, and monitoring. Thanks a lot and enjoy the demo.
Thanks, Jeremy. Let's start at the management workspace. This is the OMS portal. It is pure HTML5 based, so regardless of what device you use, you can get a great consistent experience. To take advantage, we have released a mobile application, including Windows Phone, iPhone, and Android, where you can remotely manage. Each tile is a solution. Most solutions are data acquisition rules with built-in analytic logics. We have solutions for various scenarios such as capacity planning, security and audit, alert management, and change tracking. We also tie in management solutions such as automation, site recovery, and backup. Let's look into one of the examples, which is looking into SQL assessment. This solution assesses on a regular interval the risk and health of your SQL environments that may live in Azure. It provides a prioritized list of recommendations tailored to your deployments. These recommendations are categorized in different focus areas, which enables you and your team to quickly understand the risk and health and easily take action to decrease risk and improve health. The recommendations we make are based on the knowledge and experiences gained by our engineers across thousands of customer engagements. Each recommendation provides guidance on why the issue matters to you and how to implement the changes. Here, let's look at performance and scalability. You can see multiple recommendations in a prioritized view. This prioritized recommendation provides specific information that can be applied. Let's change gear and talk about security. The first thing you may want to do is to know the update status of your managed machines. So I'll click on Update Assessment, which provides an insight to systems that need attention for not being patched. This will let you know which systems are more vulnerable than others. So whenever there's an issue, most people would want to know what modifications were made to the machines. This change tracking view provides just that. In this example, you can see an important server named ex01.contoso.com with a few changes made within the last 7 days. This is an Exchange server, which seems to be quite important. So let me click on the server. I see the changes made to the server, but I would probably want to filter whether it was a simple update or an application that has been added or removed. I see one incident that is application related, but you can see that this has been added as an endpoint protection, which is less concerning. So in all, this change tracking solutions gives you the ability to track down changes within a few clicks. Let's head back and go to security and audit. Out of the box, we provide you some important views on security-related activities. For example, we can see the number of failed logons, security groups created or modified, and suspicious executables. This is an aggregated view of all of the systems, which is a very important factor when it comes to security. Let's go to LogSearch to witness one of the key OMS's log analytic capability, which is leveraging Azure's monstrous backend resources. We collect both structured and unstructured data, including near real-time performance. Let's grab all of the data that has been collected in 7 days. You are able to search over 50 million logs in a few seconds. Let me repeat that, 50 million logs in a few seconds. If you want to have this level of performance on-premises, you would need a lot of computing power and therefore would need a new set of management nodes you end up having as an overhead. Let's drill into how you can back up your machines through OMS. You can launch the Azure portal right from the OMS dashboard and navigate to the Backup Vault. Backup Vault can be used to back up data from Data Protection Manager, Windows servers, as well as Azure IaaS virtual machines, which went GA a few weeks ago. Let me show you the list of VMs that are registered with the Backup Vault. I can pick one or more virtual machines to back up from the portal. These virtual machines can be running Windows or Linux, and the backup ensures that the backup is application consistent in case of Windows and is file consistent in case of Linux. You can define a custom backup policy or use a default policy. You can specify the backup schedule, and you can also specify how long you want to retain the data. With Azure Backup Vault, you can store data for many years to meet your compliance requirements. Once the backup is enabled, you can monitor the success of these jobs, or you can print summary report of these jobs. For those who want to automate, you can script all of this deployment and monitoring through PowerShell. From within OMS, you can also use the automation capabilities to automate your provisioning and configuration of your Azure services while removing manual tasks you do today within Azure. When I click into the automation tile, I can use the Manage button where I'm taken to automation running within the Azure portal. Automation has the ability to integrate into systems you use to manage your Azure resources and applications using graphical or PowerShell runbooks. We recently released a preview capability that also allows you to configure your virtual machines using PowerShell Desired State Configuration or PowerShell DSC so that you can ensure the virtual machines are configured exactly how you need each time it is deployed. This now gives you the ability to perform process and configuration-based automation from a single service. If you click on the DSC node tile, you will see that we have three virtual machines that are retrieving their configuration from our automation DSC pull service, two finance web servers, and a SQL server. You can easily add additional Azure VMs by clicking on the Add Azure VM button and selecting the VMs that you want to configure. When you click on Registration Data, you can specify the refresh frequency, configuration mode frequency, as well as configuration mode. This enables you to ensure that your configuration is enforced if you like, something like a service being stopped accidentally or a port getting closed, and then setting it back to the desired configuration you have stated. OMS automation gives you the ability to drill into these managed nodes and also get detailed reporting on the current status as well as changes that happen in the OS. This helps diagnosing changes that might have happened that are not what is specified in your configuration. You will get the raw report from the node, which can help you diagnose the issue. So let's click back to the automation account and click into the DSE configurations, which then you will see the current configurations in the service. You can author your PowerShell DSE configuration and upload them here, and then compile these so they are made available to all the nodes that are looking for this configuration. You can see that I have a configuration on my web servers and a different one for my SQL server. If additional web servers are needed, I can just onboard those VMs to the automation DSE pull service and specify that they should get the web service configuration, and the VM will get configured identically to the other two web servers since they are all using the same configuration. Of course, all of your provision and configuration of your resources and virtual machines can be completely automated by leveraging the PowerShell capabilities that OMS automation provides. Let's wrap up what we have seen. First, we started opening HTML5-based OMS portal, looked at solutions, then we went to see a workload assessment, then we've explored insights around security by looking up unpatched servers, change tracking, and mapping patterns that we've learned from the TWC group who secures Microsoft Public Services. Then we walked through how easy it was to set a backup for Azure virtual machines. And finally, we went through automating the configuration and provisioning of Azure services. So that wraps up the demo. Jeremy, back to you.
Thanks, everyone. I appreciate your time. Remember to get out and start using the operations management services in Azure. They're available directly inside the Azure experience. The other direction you can go is also hit us at the overall Microsoft.com/OMS website, where we bring everything together and talk through this overall OMS piece, and you can try it for free there. And don't forget to give us feedback on Azure.com. We will use that feedback to continually innovate on the overall product. And the team is listening and really are looking forward to what you have to say. Thanks a lot and have a great day.